All year we've been hearing about the devastating effects of crystal methamphetamine, the drug ICE, and its effect on communities around the country. Now the federal government's announced a $300 million plan to tackle the drug. Much of the extra money will be handed over to local health services to open new rehabilitation beds. As the Prime Minister has put it, it's gone beyond the point where police can arrest our way out of the ICE problem. Rural Health Minister Fiona Nash has overseen the work of the National ICE Task Force, which has found that Australians are among the world's biggest users of the drug, with the number of those addicted doubling in recent years. Fiona Nash speaking with our political editor now, Alison Carabine.
Fiona Nash, welcome.
Good morning, Alison.
Minister Ken Lay pointed out yesterday that there's no silver bullet to resolve the ICE problem. You've announced $300 million in new money, much of it for treatment services. Why will this new approach work when the old one clearly hasn't?
The demand for treatment services is clearly growing and continues to grow. We have recognised that in the response that we've put forward and in response to the experts that have given us the advice through the task force report. So the significant amount of funding that will be going to the treatment services will make a very big difference in being able to address that demand.
And you are taking a more grassroots approach to treatment. Can you talk us through how that will actually work on the ground?
The funding will go to the primary health networks. Now, we've done that specifically because we believe that decisions made at a local level are going to give us better outcomes in those local communities. So the PHNs will be charged with determining the level of need across their network region, and they will then be able to apply the funding to where it's needed most. What we need to do is get people off this drug to help them get off the drug, and we need to make sure people never, ever start. But it's broader than just the treatment services. There are a range of other areas we're also addressing.
Yeah, and we might not have time to go through all of those particular measures, but what we saw from the final report of the National ICE Task Force is that Australia per capita probably has the worst ICE problem in the world. With this new approach that you're taking, is there a guarantee that any person who needs help, particularly out there in rural and regional Australia, any person who needs help will have access to a rehab bed?
There are very few guarantees in life, Alison, but by almost doubling the funding that's going to be available to go to those treatment services, there is, of course, an expectation that there will be a significant improvement in people being able to get to beds. But it's not just about residential rehab. This is also about looking across the board from things like online counselling, early intervention through GPs, looking at day stay, looking at a whole range of options that can be available for people to get help. So while rehab is obviously a significant part, there'll be a very broad charter for the PHNs to look at the best services available to match up with the needs of people that do need the help.
And you've been foot slogging around the country for some time now, speaking with many people affected by ICE users and their relatives. Has that left you with any sense of whether we can actually get on top of this particular drug menace?
I have every belief we can get on top of this. We wouldn't have been working so hard and putting so much effort into getting the response right if we didn't believe it would make a difference. When you hear stories, as I did travelling around the country, like the grandfather who was talking about his grandchildren who'd gone in to wake up their mother to go to school to find her dead, you can't help but realise we needed a strong response, and that is exactly what this coalition government's done.
Fiona Nash, on a related issue, the run of stereosonic festivals across the country has seen two young people die from drug overdoses. Nine Brisbane fans are in hospital following yesterday's concert. Another remains in a critical condition in Melbourne. There are calls for drug testing at music festivals. Is that something the government would like to see, or do you worry that that would send the wrong message to young people?
These are tragic circumstances, and I really feel for the families. But the Justice Minister, Michael Keenan, was asked that yesterday and ruled it out.
Okay, so but what about what could be done or what should be done to stop young people attending concerts ending up in hospital or even worse? Do festival organisers have a duty of care, or is it ultimately a matter for personal responsibility?
We want them never to take the drugs in the first place, would be my view.
But they are taking the drugs. How do we stop them?
Well, that's what, in part, the response that the government has just put out in relation to ICE and more broadly alcohol and drugs will absolutely address through the education campaigns we're having as part of that process.
Fiona Nash, if I could take you finally to Ian Macfarlane and his defection from the Liberal Party. This has caused quite a fracture between the Libs and the Nationals. Has grabbing another spot at the cabinet table become more important for the Nationals than maintaining good relations with their coalition partner?
Well, Ian Macfarlane has certainly been a very substantive minister and he's keen to join the Nationals, but there's a lot of media speculation around this at the moment, but when I'm out there on the ground, people are talking about the issues like ICE and getting their children to school and making sure they can get to see the doctor. They're not particularly interested in this issue.
But it is causing a rift between the coalition partners. One Liberal court says there's white hot anger in the Liberal Party at what Ian Macfarlane has done. He's gaming the system, putting personal ambition ahead of the coalition. That can't be brushed aside.
Oh, well, that's somebody else's view. I'm not going to comment on internal party matters.
Well, if the Queensland LNP approves the switch, would you like to see Ian Macfarlane's name put forward for a cabinet position, or would it annoy you to be leapfrogged for promotion by someone so new to the party?
Well, any cabinet positions are matters for the leader of the day. We will see what evolves over the coming days and weeks.
Okay, so you're perfectly comfortable with the way in which this matter is being handled and Ian Macfarlane's decision to make the switch to the Nationals?
Well, I certainly believe that Ian Macfarlane made a very good contribution as a minister, but beyond that, as I say, I'm not going to comment on these internal party matters.
And if he made a good contribution, should he be back in the ministry?
Well, I certainly believe he did do a good job, but those ministerial matters are matters for the leaders of the day.
Fiona Nash, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much.
The Rural Health Minister, National Senator Fiona Nash, speaking with Alison Carabine.